The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, Episode 182. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Psalms 100 through 102 from the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 100. Shout to the Lord with joy, everyone on earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come to Him with songs of joy. I want you to realize that the Lord is good. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people. We are the sheep belonging to His flock. Give thanks as you enter the gates of His temple. Give praise as you enter its courtyards. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good. His faithful love continues forever. It will last for all time to come. Psalms chapter 101. I will sing about your love and fairness. Lord, I will sing praise to you. I will be careful to lead a life that is without blame. When will you come and help me? I will lead a life that is without blame in my house. I won't look at anything that is evil. I hate the acts of people who aren't faithful to you. I don't even want people like that around me. I will stay away from those whose hearts are twisted. I don't want to have anything to do with evil. I will get rid of anyone who tells lies about his neighbor in secret. I won't put up with anyone whose eyes and heart are proud. I will look with favor on the faithful people in the land. They will live with me. Those whose lives are without blame will serve me. No one who lies and cheats will live in my house. No one who tells lies will serve me. Every morning I will get rid of all the sinful people in the land. I will remove from the city of the Lord everyone who does what is evil. Psalms chapter 102. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for help. Don't turn your face away from me when I'm in trouble. Pay attention to me. When I call out for help, answer me quickly. My days are disappearing like smoke. My body burns like glowing coals. My strength is dried up like grass. I even forget to eat my food. I groan out loud because of my suffering. I'm nothing but skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl. I'm like an owl among destroyed buildings. I can't sleep. I've become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long my enemies laugh at me. Those who make fun of me use my name as a curse. I eat ashes as my food. My tears fall into what I'm drinking. You were very angry with me, so you picked me up and threw me away. The days of my life are like an evening shadow. I dry up like grass, but Lord, you are seated on your throne forever. Your fame will continue for all time to come. You will rise up and show deep concern for Zion. The time has come for you to show favor to it. The stones of your destroyed city are priceless to us. Even its dust brings deep concern to us. The nations will worship the Lord. All of the kings on earth will respect His glorious power. The Lord will build Zion again. He will appear in His glory. He will answer the prayer of those who don't have anything. He won't say no to their cry for help. Let this be written down for those born after us. Then people who are not yet born can praise the Lord. Here is what should be written. The Lord looked down from His temple in heaven. From heaven He viewed the earth. He heard the groans of the prisoners. He set free those who were sentenced to death. So people will talk about Him in Zion. They will praise Him in Jerusalem. Nations and kings will gather there to worship the Lord. When I was still young, He took away my strength. He wasn't going to let me live much longer. So I said, "My God, don't let me die in the middle of my life. You will live for all time to come. In the beginning, You made the earth secure. You placed it on its foundations. Your hands created the heavens. They will pass away, but You will remain. They will all wear out like a piece of clothing. You will make them like clothes that are taken off and thrown away, but You remain the same. Your years will never end. Our children will live with You. Their sons and daughters will be safe in Your care." May God bless the reading of His Word. Today's three chapters sort of run the gamut from praising God in times of joy and pouring out one's heart in times of trial. As I record this episode on January 8, 2015, at about 8 o'clock in the evening, I just found out a few minutes ago that the wonderfully talented gospel songwriter and singer Andre Crouch has gone to be with the Lord. I've been a fan of his for about 40 years, and I still have a vinyl album of his from the 70s. One of his songs is titled Through It All, and it goes really well with our reading today. I'm going to put a video on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com of this song if you'd like to hear it. And verse 3 is especially good. It says, I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. And the chorus says, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Amen, Brother Andre. And now you're singing in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. Thanks for being with me today. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.